An interesting PCB with a 400 by 300 RLCD display, ESP32S3 with PS RAM, ES8311 audio codec, speaker, two I2S microphones, and Li-ion charging circuit, and 18650 cage, can be purchased on a well-known Chinese portal, and more. You can do many different projects on this. The first thing I did was an audio stream player from the internet, commonly referred to as an internet radio. Programming this device is great fun and allows you to learn a lot. So, quickly, the device, when switched on, is supposed to connect to the Wi-Fi network, download the time from the NTP server, read the list of stream addresses from the flash, and immediately play the last selected station, and in the background, host a simple web page where you can configure the Wi-Fi and stream addresses for yourself. As the display is quite large, 4.2 inches, I decided to stuff a 32-bar audio spectrum analyzer in there, ESP-driven at 240 MHz, SPI to the 40 MHz display, and managed to get about 35 FPS on this analyzer, and it looks pretty cool. I'm sharing all the code with all the libraries used, etc. Zipped up the whole platform project in Visual Studio. I took the opportunity to check how it feels to do the interfaces to the displays using Squareline Studio, and it's quite convenient. I was previously sculpting everything by hand. In the video, you can see misfiring pixels, artifacts, but that's because I recorded it while experimenting at SPI speed. And this display starts to scream at around 60 MHz. There is a firmware bin file in the .pio directory that can be uploaded straight to the ESP without compiling the sources. When you turn it on, the device will not find the saved network and will create its own. The rest of the instructions will be on the screen. Anyone have any ideas what else can be programmed on such a gadget?